This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, Global Transmission. Hard to believe it's already the 10th day of August 2018. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours on 8-10-18. Okay, let's lay out what's happening right now. China is the most bloodthirsty, murderous, authoritarian regime in planetary history, killing conservatively over 100 million of their own people. The Rockefellers and others by the 60s began a program to build them up against the U.S. They actually helped put them in power in 1949. That is a historical fact. They are now in control of Google to a great extent, in complete control of Apple. Apple is now state-run. They are implementing a purge not just against InfoWars, but against everyone else. In fact, it's all over the news that their next target is Steven Crowder. And they list a bunch of other mainline popular conservatives, particularly with young people. Notice that 3 days ago, Media Matters, run by George Soros, said our next target is the climate deniers. People that don't want to pay a global carbon tax and don't think that man-made global warming is real. And the evidence points towards that. They are now being perched. So I told everybody, they've been demonizing me for a year and a half. So that everyone, when they went after my free speech, would think, oh, that's just Alex Jones's. And you know, there's this evil straw man that's Alex Jones. And so it's okay for him to lose his free speech. But now you've got Congressman Murphy and others saying, no, he's the tip of the rotting iceberg. We want them all off now because they're really panicked. The numbers are coming in. They're going to lose the midterms currently, even with all their election fraud. Now, that said, China fired 6 shots at U.S. Navy in the South China Sea today. This is China. Leave immediately. Now, that's in the Express News. It's in the BBC. Almost no coverage of this here. They are now in the main strait, the South China Sea, with these little islands they've built, with these dredges, with missile emplacements and artillery, threatening everyone, saying, we are in control. They're even saying they control part of the Philippines. So, China is threatening to invade Taiwan. They're telling U.S. Airlines, you better not say Taiwan on your destination, or you can't come into the airspace. And we've got fighter planes in the air. So China is running around being extremely out of control and aggressive. But they're getting their butt kicked by Trump because they've got a $300 billion intellectual property theft that's conservative, $300 billion, $500 conservative billion in trade deficit with us each year. And Trump said, you're going to give us something back, just something. At least you're going to use some lubrication. And they said, no. So, 6 months after the tariffs began, China is now starting to back off and starting to remove some of the counter tariffs they put. They're like, okay. Trump's like, yeah, you're going to give us a couple hundred billion. You're going to give us something. I understand out in San Francisco and liberal land, pissing on America is a religion. Mounting our head on the wall is all these weird leftists that got brainwashed in college that hating flyover country is their religion. It literally is. But that religion is destroying the country that makes us successful. And you're doing it for China? You talk back to the police in China, the thing they do is cut your testicles off and then slit the artery right on the front of your thigh, and they let you bleed out on the ground. There's dead bodies just rotting here and there. No one takes care of old people. It's hell on earth. in many areas, but you don't care. You want to bring down America and have your way with it. But does it matter? Turkey's imploding right now, facing a U.S. president that actually is using our power.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
But you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Towards number one worldwide for all apps at current growth rates by next week. Up against apps that have been there for years and promoted on these platforms. They are hollow frauds. We now have a bigger news app than the New York Times and CNN combined. And they're both lobbying as hard as they can to have those apps destroyed. What will that do? Oh, and don't worry, Tim Cook, who's moved to China and now brought the Chinese government in to run the iCloud and all your iKeys, all your code keys. That's on record. That's why they really want me off air. He says, I'm being monitored. Oh, my goodness. You're monitoring the app that is my streams and my internet and our articles that adults choose to go download and that we paid to have put in your store. So we can give it away for free. And we're dominating all the other free apps of the New York Times and CNN, and you don't know what to do. By the way, there's more disinfo out there from CNET News and all of them. I noticed that CNN, the web cops, the racketeers that spend all their time trying to get everybody deplatformed to shut down conservative, nationalist, pro-Trump speech ahead of the midterms, I noticed yesterday they were doing reports on things out of context. I said out about David Hogg and about Parkland and about other events, and I just said, delete that stuff. It's not even, they're twisting what I said, but just to take the super high road, delete it. That turns into Twitter finally took action and took down the evil tweets of Alex Jones. David Hogg was wearing a literal armband and posing for it, saluting, with his fist up on the air calling for gun confiscation, and people were calling that Nazi, and I said, well, it sure looks like that, but it doesn't matter. The left calls people Nazis all the time. And that's when YouTube gave me one of the false strikes back in February, was for talking about him, saying, you can't talk about the victim, David Hogg, even though he's a public figure, calling me a con man and a piece of garbage. I didn't call that him that. In fact, show my tweets to David Hogg. I sent him respectful tweets. And I said, I'd like you to come on the show since you're challenging me to a debate. And then he backed out of the debate. So they are currently trying to take me off of Twitter, as everyone knows. It's one of the big national news stories. And they're currently trying to get us delisted off of iTunes app and off of the Android, where you go with a contract, you pay for it, and then all it is a hub for people on their devices. Now, you talk about monopoly practices by Android and by Apple. If they try to say then you can't have an app on there, on their platform, that is antitrust 101. And they're trying to figure out, how do they get around to that? How do they get that done? Don't worry, we're monitoring his app, just like you monitor the poor Chinese people when you report on them being Falun Gong, or Christians and they get taken and their organs harvested after they work in slave labor for a couple of years. And some rich Westerner, you know, like Steve Jobs, needs a liver, and we all know what happens. Remember, Steve Jobs said he wouldn't let his own kids play with an iPad when they first came out because it brain damages them. That's confirmed. But they'll sit up there all high and mighty with their slave factories, some of the worst in the world, under Foxconn, under Apple contract, with suicide nets and forced abortion and one-child policies and forced drugging. And that's all cute and funny, isn't it? Because Apple is Chinese communist run. That's mainstream news. There's more news about it today and how Google is building a total censorship system in America and in China. They're testing their system here on Americans. New listeners won't believe they have mobile suicide trucks in every town. New listeners won't believe they have suicide nets around Foxconn. So don't just show the photos. Just type into the web. Click web and type in suicide nets, Foxconn, Apple factories, and then type in mobile execution vans, China. You'll get AP, Reuters, CBS News. But from 10 years ago, they will not report it now because that's a big, big no-no. So I have requested, and I'm going to read this statement when we come back from break. My statement calling for hearings in Congress, and I demand respectfully that I be able to be at those hearings and be able to lay out what's really happened, because I've been demonized and I've been lied about and they've done all these horrible things, that I need to be able to sit there as an American, as my birthright, and do that. Now, let me tell you what's coming up after I get into that. China has fired six warnings at U.S. Navy ships in the South China Sea, saying, this is China, leave immediately, when for thousands of years no one has said that they own the South China Sea. This is very, very aggressive. They're doing that because Trump is winning the trade war against them, but they were already expanding and out of control. Turkish lira plunges 20% versus dollar after Trump authorizes doubling metals tariffs on Turkey. And their dictator said, it doesn't matter, they have their dollars, we have our God. China has reversed itself on oil tariffs after they realized it would hurt them more than it would hurt us. All these countries have one-sided tariffs on us, and all Trump is doing is saying, we're not even going to meet you at the level of your tariffs on us. He said, $50 billion. They said, no. He said, $100 billion. They said, no. He said, $200 billion. They said, no. He said, $300 billion. They said, no. He said, $350 billion. They said, whoa, okay, yeah. See, because he stood firm. And the left and CNN and the New York Times, all these groups trained and hired because they hate America, because they're globalist collaborators. They can't stand to see a strong, real president. They can't stand to see the country coming back. They don't know what to do. So they're throwing everything they've got at midterms to try to have illegal aliens vote and people vote in the names of dead peoples. And they just don't know what to do. They just don't know how they're going to do this. So now they jumped the shark and engaged in massive censorship, which shows that they're censors, and said in thousands of papers and universities everywhere, shut Alex Jones up and shut everybody else up, including U.S. senators and congresswomen, are showing the horrible nightmare authoritarians they are, thinking you're so stupid you won't recognize it, and do something about it. This is an incredible time to be alive right now, an amazing time to see this battle for the Republic. The second American Revolution goes global, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, in the United States of America, CNN is openly full-time lobbying to have InfoWars.com taken off the air. They want us kicked off every platform. They are gleefully pushing to get the number one apps taken down because we're number one with a three-week-old app, and they're a joke. And all their billions of dollars and all the money they get from Gulf State dictators and Communist China and all the things they've done, people can't stand them. They have to pay to be on at airports and pay to be on in bars and pay to be on everywhere. Very offensive. I was in the Trump Hotel, beautiful, nice hotel, and the old post office there in D.C. a few months ago. And there was CNN on the big television over the bar. I was going to throw up. I just can't get away from it. It's all force-fed. But everyone you know cannot stand these people, and now they're all over the news going, he denied that David Hogg was a real student. Never said that. He says they're crisis actors. Never said that. He says the shooting didn't happen. Never said that. But they think if they say it enough, that somehow I shot the people there instead of the government standing down, Nick Cruz being in one of these leftist programs, where they let him off of all these different crimes as part of a program for, quote, minorities, so that they don't get sent into the prison system. But he wasn't even a minority. His last name was just Cruz. He was a white kid. So these people are like smiling, demonic jack-o'-lanterns at CNN. Shelter all of them. Up there, 1 minute saying Trump criticizing the press is anti-free speech. No, that's called free speech countering, you liars. He wants to kill us. He wants blood, they say. You know, he's going to cause terrorism. He's going to cause all this violence. Then they're calling for real violence, for uprisings, and all this other garbage. And then the next segment, they'll call for me and others to be banned off the internet, saying we're fake news, when that's all objective, subjective. It's all what you see, what you think, what you research. So we've reached a new level. You know, I should have started the broadcast with this, but the China news is so huge that they're claiming all the South China Sea and firing on U.S. ships. It's just amazing what's happening in Turkey and the U.S. Capitol ramping up security ahead of white nationalist rallies. And they've got the one-year anniversary of Charlottesville coming up where the police corralled the alt-right people right into the Antifa so the explosion could happen. And by Soros funding that, he's partially to blame for the poor woman that died. That turned into them spinning it and saying that I said the CIA staged it and that some photographer staged it when that's not what I said. They just twisted that and sued me for that. And everybody knows that in Portland and in San Francisco and in Charlottesville and in Maryland, the police have stood down. We even have the documents in Maryland. In Baltimore, where the Antifa was working with them and even had designated areas they were allowed to protest and engage in violence and even throw things at police as part of an attempt to escalate the general public into rioting to bring in a civil emergency for Obama. But the plan failed. Go to InfoWars.com or search engine it. 2015 plan to bring in martial law for Obama. Documents show 2015 plan to bring in civil emergency and martial law in Maryland. Read the documents for yourself, and that's why they want to shut down. Because they don't want the future plans they've got coming out. There it is. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. That broke January 20th of this year. I suggest everyone read it. That's why they want InfoWars shut down. That's why they're trying to shut our servers down. Oh, people go, oh, it's just a private company. Oh, well, now we're going to have your server company shut you down. Oh, it's just a private company. Now you can't ride the bus or the airplane. This is a global China social score system of total control. And look, scroll back up if you're a TV viewer. Scroll back up. You can see that our video report documenting it has been removed. See? Ah, they're scrubbing more and more and more and more. They're getting their job done. Not only is CNN a propped up, failed, anti-free speech, anti-American engine of lies that murder the truth, they're now out murdering free speech and murdering other people's ideas and engaged in classic racketeering like the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, working in concert to go around to private companies and try to have us deplatformed from basic services. But you better bake that gay cake. Okay. But I don't get my electricity next, I guess. And here's the big enchilada. When we come back, I'm going to say it. I should have started the show with this. This is the big, big, big issue that hit me so hard last week and hit me again this morning when I was really cogitating and thinking deeply about this. They're going to make their move on Trump in the next 3 months. They're making their move on free speech now. This is unprecedented criminality that we're witnessing, and that signifies that they are getting ready to make their move in a big way. Now, some of the things you can do to counter them, Infowars.com/show. Go subscribe to our podcast directly where it's super hard for them to stop us from getting information to you. That's going to be critical as things unfold. They don't want us on air when all this goes down. They don't want us advising the president. They don't want the military and the police listening, which they do. You've got to counter them and say, learn why they don't want you to hear Jones. Go directly to Infowars.com/show. Sure, the Android and Apple app, it's good to be number one on news. It's good to be in the top 30 of all apps when it's only a 3.5-week-old app. It sends a big message to the censors that they're failing. But the number one issue is we're only a canary in the coal mine. They're going after everybody right now, big time. And they've now announced, I've got a stack of news I haven't gotten to yet, where they say, get all the other conservatives now. Shut them all down ahead of the election. Quote, our democracy depends on it, says Senator Murphy. What a bizarre statement. It's so un-American. It's so naked. It's so, they're now banning thousands of sites on Facebook and YouTube of scientists and others that criticize man-made global warming and point out it's a giant global carbon tax scam. They're making their move, just like Europe banning criticizing radical Islam. It's all happening, and they're putting messages up over it in real time, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, saying it's not true. Just punk kids that work there are in control of it and put messages over climate scientists. They're interposing themselves in front of our communications. They got rid of the comments on Infowars.com. They got Discuss Us that we had for 7-8 years to say, no, you're hate, because we just define you as subhuman, as hate. That's what's hateful. So you can't have comments. We have our own commenting system now back on Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's on. Their attempt to silence you ahead of a big move against Trump. Now, how could that unfold? What am I expecting to see? I'm going to lay out the different scenarios that are all in one general path, but different permutations of that on the other side. But currently, we are in an economic and covert military war with China. They've got a lot of collaborators in this country that have officially moved to China, like Tim Cook and like Google and Alphabet, its parent company. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. ImmuneWalled, Beta-Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, ImmuneWall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. ImmuneWall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phone. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You're right.
right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know why InfoWars is still on Twitter, but banned everywhere else? By Apple, by Google, by Facebook, by Spotify, by Stitcher, by WebChimp, by Discuss. They even have the Democrats going after our servers, trying to file false reports on those to get our servers taken down. We could go down any time. That's what's happening in America right now. The only reason we're still on Twitter is because of this tweet from the president. Twitter. Shadow banning prominent Republicans, not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. And look, I welcome Jack Dorsey not being the vanguard of censorship like he's been the last few years. Twitter's a very interesting thing he invented, very, very nice. The problem is they let Democrats be as violent and threatening and out of control as they want, Islamists, you name it. They take us questioning David Hogg, who's in three different videos saying, I was at home when the shooting started, I rode my bike, and then the shooting was over by then, and then him saying he was in the school while the shooting's happening. And I've got those videos. And that he was there when it started. I mean, I've got all the news reports right here. I've already moved past that. I'm not saying the school shooting didn't happen. But you can go to Jamie White's article, update, confusion over where David Hogg was during school shooting. Three different videos of him saying three different things. Now, in a free country, I'm allowed to point this out. If David Hogg thinks that's defamatory, his words, he can sue me, he can win in court. But just people filing lawsuits on me doesn't mean I get taken off the Internet. Just like they say if Mueller indicts you, it means you're a Russian agent. But none of the indictments are about espionage. None of them are about collusion. It's all about bank accounts from 15 years ago. All right, I said I'd get to it. But a lot was breaking during the break, so a lot I can't get into on air right now. But I can tell you right now, the White House is watching this very, very closely. So, yeah, Jack Dorsey, Google, all you guys, Twitter, Apple, you guys have really gone far here. And Jack Dorsey's smart. He knows he got singled out. He knows that he went a little too far, and El Presidente is looking at him. And so he's got the people rebelling at Twitter saying, do more, ban them all, purge everyone. He's like, hold your horses, sweethearts. We're going to get them. We just got to be very delicate about it. I mean, he's been leading the vanguard. And I welcome him backing off of it. But that's why he went on Hannity, who he knows talks to the president every day, and said, oh, I'm not censoring anybody. I'm not shadow banning. Really? That's why as soon as you took the shadow ban off us, we went from 20 retweets to 10,000. The next day after Trump did that, all of our tweets started working again. They were dialed down to nothing. to nothing. And then they play this game. Nobody's censoring. But now, they're out in the open admitting that they're censoring everybody. And the question is, why are they doing this? And I'll get to it next segment. I said I would. This segment. I need another earpiece. I need to throw this one away. This is the broken one. I need a good one. It keeps popping out. It's driving me crazy. Thanks. I'm just information overload at this point, too. There is so much insanity going on. They have said they want an uprising and overthrow a coup d'etat against the president. They've said they're in a civil war, the last civil war. They've said that they want to purge all conservatives and patriots off the internet, and now it's happening. And what are we going to do about it? They're making their move. They're making their move. Because America's coming back. America's coming together. The police are turning against Antifa and even places like San Francisco and Berkeley and arresting them and none of the patriots. We ran into a lot of liberal police in San Francisco who came over to our crew off record and said, look, I'm a liberal, but I like you guys and know what your real message is, and we watch you. And that's why they went from the police protecting Antifa just a few months ago and letting them beat people up to the police going after them and doing their job and not following the illegal orders of their globalist police chief. And who knows, maybe the police chief isn't a globalist, but they gave bad orders before to sit there and aid to bed this whole situation. But it's amazing to see CNN running around saying, shut Alex Jones off down on Twitter. He says David Hogg is a crisis actor. He says David Hogg wasn't there during the shooting. He says no shooting happened. I said no such thing. I said he's in the drama club. Out of 3,000 students, four of them get picked who are already anti-gun, who've already given anti-gun speeches, to be the spokespersons for all the other kids. And then all the other young people don't get to go on the news and sell their point of view. And then David Hogg leads huge rallies all over the country, calls me a con artist, says I'm a snake oil salesman, and I politely respond back to him, and then they say I'm beating up on some young person and I'm a bully. Hogg is in a man's world out there blaming gun owners for what happened. And it's all back again, see? And they keep running the headlines. Jones says nobody died at Parkland. They cannot find the video. They cannot find the audio. With Sandy Hook, because I used to play devil's advocate, they can. Because I was looking at all the angles, having people on for debates, looking at anomalies, saying I can see how it totally happened. You know, a lot of these parents look very credible. I would say the other. They take that out and sue me for that. Obviously, that's protected under the First Amendment. But now the Democrats are all over the news saying we want to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, the defense of the free speech. We want to basically repeal the First Amendment. That's what they're doing in their desperateness to suppress everybody. So that's why this is so incredibly historic. All right, when we come back, I'm going to be very focused, and I'm going to get into how they may try to take Trump out, what I think is coming next, and why they've shut me off the air, because they don't want me to be able to communicate to the full audience ahead of this, so we can't report on it in live time, because they know what we say keeps coming true, that our credibility is so high, especially with intelligence agencies and others. They want us muffled, but it's backfired on them, so what are they going to do now? And Dinesh D'Souza's coming on, and one of the heroes of Benghazi.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
John Tig Tijan is going to be joining us, one of the patriot heroes of Benghazi. I see him as just a bigger hero as bucking against Hillary and Obama and telling the truth about what happened when they were being threatened. I know what it's like to go up against the Clintons and Obama, and it's not fun in public or behind the scenes. He's going to be joining us in studio. He's speaking outside Austin this weekend. I'm tempted to take my kids out there so they can see what a real American looks like. He'll be in studio coming up. And then Dinesh D'Souza joins us coming up at the start of the next hour. Political prisoner, pardoned by the president, a number two documentary filmmaker in world history. He'd be number one if Hollywood wasn't suppressing him. His new film, Death of a Nation, is the antidote to the horrible KKK film, Birth of a Nation. And I don't normally get tears in my eyes during a film, but this was powerful. Because it just reminded me, it's so accurate, I'm quite the history buff, of just how evil the Democrats are and just how consciously wicked they are. So it is a film that they're trying to suppress. Everybody needs to go see it. That is coming up. And everybody also needs to go to Infowars.com/show and not just sign up for the free apps or sign up for the free newsletter, sign up for the free podcast so they can't censor you as easily, getting to me and getting to our other broadcasters and guests who are the real tip of the spear here. You can then tell everybody you know, hey, here, you know, Alex Jones, you know, the forbidden thing. Why don't you hear what he's actually saying, not what the Democrats. I mean, they had most of the Democratic Party online and on Twitter and on CNN. And I can't even keep track of it. Thousands of articles a day saying that I'm a Nazi and that I'm a terrorist and that I want violence and all these things out of context, edited. None of it's even true. It's crazy to watch their giant psyop. And there's an article I'm going to get to. What the intelligence community's insurance policy on the president would look like. It's a Hill article. And if you read what they're doing to Trump and then think about what they're doing to InfoWars, this is the blueprint for everybody. Julian Assange has been on house arrest, the Ecuadorian embassy for 6 years. Tommy Robinson, you know, prison. They're trying to deplatform me and destroy me and sue me out of existence. This is what it looks like in 21st century information warfare to retake this country from the globalists and from the Chi-Coms. And it's all coming out. So let's go ahead and get into what's happening. When they started deplatforming us 2 weeks ago, I said, as soon as they're successful with us, and I said, and they're going to do it, they're going to come after everybody else. Because I was reading what the Democratic Party websites were saying last week. They were saying, when we get Jones down, we want Steven Crowder, and we want all these other people down. So Steven Crowder, even with shadow banning, his average video has 2 million views. Everything he does is a hit. I go to my kids' school. I go to mainline high schools with my kids for sporting events. Do you know Steven Crowder? They know who I am, but you know Paul Watson. He works for you. You know Steven Crowder. So smart, funny, good-looking guys who are very appealing across the board and promoting America, they want them shut down, period. And now it's been announced. He is the next target. And, man, he's really polite but effective. And if they're calling him hate, because you can take stuff I say out of context and twist it. Crowder is very scripted. And I don't mean that in a mean way. He's a famous actor in his own right, famous child actor. So he's able to then really do a lot of preparation and do what he does. And it's because he is effective and is getting liberals to walk away is why they want him shut down. But I'm digressing. I said they're going to shut everybody down. Ahead of the midterms, they know they're losing, they're panicking. But they've also said they're going to have low-intensity warfare. They're not going to just burn trash cans and knock some windows out. They have said that they're going to start killing cops. This is what the Antifa internal leaks are. They're going to start hitting some Republican congressmen like they've already done at the baseball field. They're going to shoot their Republican neighbors, city council members. They are all just being told through the ether. Like an Al-Qaeda type situation when there's no cells, they just put out the order and then people that are adherents out there through the web, they carry it out. And all of that is being amplified. All of that is being pushed. All of that is being hammered. And so they want enough civil unrest in the country about a month before the midterms. And they're openly pushing to have the 25th Amendment invoked by the cabinet with enough threats on them and their families to then remove Trump. But they want the uprising in the background like they did when they backed the Arab Spring against their allies in areas like Egypt. This is a classic Soros-style, leftist State Department-style shake-and-bake operation. Or why they staged Benghazi to ship the weapons into Syria, to start that level, to collapse it into Turkey, to open up the migration zone into Europe for the Islamic invasion, which they now admit is official. So they wouldn't make, here's the bottom line, they wouldn't make such a bold, full-throated attack on the First Amendment and absolute racketeering corporate coordination between $3 trillion of capital. You take the six companies that have blacklisted me, and they call it a blacklist. They're now calling it censorship, unpersoning, putting me into the phantom zone. $3 trillion is what they're estimated, about $3.1 trillion. So $3+ trillion of companies that have moved to China are muscling in on America, and they demonize me first. I'm the target because Hillary called me dark heart, knows we're effective at rebooting Americana, and they know that we're growing exponentially, so they got scared. They've already dialed back 93%. All the other conservative and national sites, any type of pro-military group, pro-Trump group, they're all banned. They're all blocked. But everybody else is already 93%. Paul Watson is left alone. He works with InfoWars. but he's 97% because we have the analytics. We have the server logs. When they turn us off, man, they just flip a switch. So they wouldn't make a super ultra crazy bold move like this, which is right out of the Soviet Union, right out of Nazi Germany, unless they are planning to go for broke on every front. And now they're doing it. So civil unrest, targeted assassinations, destabilization ops. But here's the big one. They're going to try, I believe, in October. History mirrors itself, and it generally comes in late September into early mid-October. They're going to try a stock market crash with civil unrest in October. And I just can't believe the globalists are siding with the Chi-Coms and Hollywood's doing this, and that all these crazy people don't want America to come back. I mean, everybody's been serving the globalists kind of half-assed. You didn't know what you were doing. You really should be joining the American team right now, because we finally got a real president. The country's coming back, and this is crazy what you're doing, because if they're able to plunge the stock market and bring in civil unrest bad enough to remove Trump, they're going to go for broke, and they're going to activate all sorts of sleeper cells. They're working with Iran. We know the left's working with Iran. They've got real sleeper cells, not like the fake Al-Qaeda ones. They're going to start doing all sorts of nasty stuff. I wouldn't want to be in an apartment building, I'll tell you that. Because I know what Hezbollah's planning. They're going to dump chlorine gas down your air conditioners about 8 o'clock at night. So when everybody's sitting around to have dinner. So, I mean, you imagine the panic when you got 5,000 people dead in the building in an hour. I mean, they are ready. They are lined up. This is how wars begin, and they think they're taking America down right now. Now, China started buckling and backing off on sanctions against the U.S. In the trade war, but they fired on U.S. ships, 6 warning shots, and said, get out of the area immediately or we'll attack you. So this is a crazy time, and all these powerful forces have used our open society against us to try to bring our country down, and they wouldn't be making a bold move like this unless they were planning to go for broke. So everybody better get maximum engaged politically, but also spend some of your time. I'd say 80% engaged politically, 20% of the time. They start killing political leaders and patriots. If you're a political leader or a patriot in your area and you don't even think yourself as a leader, you're on a list. They've got leftists coming to your house to kill you. When they initiate this operation, if they really go for Trump and everybody else, they're not going to just take Trump out. They're going to go after Ron Paul, Senator Paul. They're going to go after me. They're going to go after you. They're going to go after judges. They're going to go after the Supreme Court. They're going to, let me tell you, they might set a nuke off in Congress. There is no link they won't go. This is World War IV. The Cold War was World War III, according to the CIA, and I agree with that. This is World War IV. This is it. So everybody better decide which side they're on. In 30 seconds of plugging. We're running huge Stop the Bullies censorship, Stop the Takedown of the Internet specials. Fight the Bullies, Save the Internet, Save InfoWars super specials, some of the biggest specials ever on fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine-fortified toothpaste, DNA Forces Amazing, Secret 12, Survival Shield, all 40% off, dozens of items, 40-50% off, and store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. These are products you need, and you're funding the InfoWars, so please support us. We'll stand firm in this storm. Look how much victory we've already had. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.